Two Broke Chicks is recorded on Gadigal land of the Eora Nation. We acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the traditional custodians of our land. Always was, always will be.
Hi Chicks, I'm Sal.
I'm Al.
And this is Two Broke Chicks, a show that shares life lessons and tips to make you rich in life. And today, we're chatting about how to hack your life with AI. Mm-hmm. But before you turn off the podcast,
they're like, boo.
We're not talking any old
hacks. It's sexy
here.
AI.
Yeah.
We're making AI hot.
It's sexy time. No, but we're talking girly pop hacks. Girly pop AI hacks specifically. Because I feel like when we talk about AI, half of us is like, oh, yeah, this is cool and exciting. Look at this cool thing I can do. And then the other half of us is like, the end is near.
That's me.
This is scary.
I'm both halves.
That's what I mean. I feel very, like, divided about the whole situation. I'm like, this is cool, but also it's giving Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And we know that it's not all sunshine and rainbows, and there's definitely, like, you know, some ethical issues with AI across, like, some different areas. And some people do have their concerns about it, which is totally fair enough. But I found a study that said that 71% of Gen Z and millennial people have positive attitudes towards AI.
I don't know if I'm in that 71%, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
More because recently, at the time of recording, was the same week that I saw a report from the Daily Oz that the makers of ChatGPT have made a, like, voice simulator with AI that they only need 15 seconds of someone's voice and they can make them say anything. So basically all I hear is that now the fucked things I have said I can just blame on AI. I'm kidding. But
yeah, that story about you wearing no undies with your bodysuit, that was AI.
That's AI. When I went to a skin check and got my tits out and I didn't need to, AI, babe.
When I shit myself
in toddies, no, that's AI.
Not even a robot could come up with those, babe.
Fuck.
They're not that creative.
Yeah.
That's like some Stephen King shit right
or a
there.
Guy telling me that I looked like a tree while he was fucking me. Do you know my mum listened to that? My mum.
I bet she, like, knew who your boyfriend was at the time and, like, he hasn't been seen in
he
2 weeks.
He wasn't a boyfriend, so she never met him.
Okay.
But mum messaged me and she goes, congratulations on your episode being, like, the top 200, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, thanks. She goes, oh, Danny, her hairdresser loved it. And I was like, oh, God, Danny, no.
Oh, no.
And then, so, Danny, shout out if you're listening. And then mum was like, I thought it was a great episode. And I went, wait, you listened? And then she went, yeah. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
And then she was like, when was that? And I was like, we're not talking about this because it was definitely when I was living at home.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's probably like, why didn't you tell me so I could go hunt that little man down?
No.
But anyway. So, yes, we do have some reservations about AI, but there are actually some really cool ways that you can use AI, from everything from, like, meal prep to fashion and beauty and productivity and career. So those are, like, the girly pop hacks that we're going to get into.
And they're, like, affordable, because some of these things, if you, you know, compare the costing, it's going to save you money. Not to, like, take, you know, income away from people that study and do things and all that stuff, but we are in a cost of living crisis.
Yeah.
So if the AI works for you and you like it and you can save money, then that's a great option.
Yeah, totally. It's the aim of the game here.
Aim of the game, baby.
But before we get into it, let's chat about our product recommendations or trending topics of the week.
Sal, you've got a really good one, so you start.
Okay. So earlier this week, I was just walking around my local and was actually going to Mitre 10 randomly.
Oh, do you know what? Mitre 10 and, like, Bunnings scratched something in my brain.
Me too.
A Kmart trip.
Yeah.
Like, I could just walk around.
Yes, exactly, and just buy random shit. Mm-hmm. Very that. But, like, so I was on a mission and had, like, you know, some essentials to purchase. But I walked past my local record store and Chris was like, let's go in. I was like, okay. So we're, like, flicking through, just having a little browse, and then they have all of these, like, signed they have all of these signed posters and things around the walls from different artists, but a lot of them are, like, rock and roll artists. So they have, like, AC/DC, INXS, Rolling Stones. It's incredible. And most of them are quite expensive because obviously they're, like, icons.
Yeah, like, a signed, like, AC/DC thing is going to be costing you upwards of, like, $2,000,
I'd say,
minimum.
Exactly. And some of them as well, because they're all collated by this one collector who has since passed on, but he would get, like, ticket stubs, signed set lists, and, like, put them all together in a huge frame. But then there was, like, a little stack on the floor in the corner, And I was like, ooh. And one of them was Pamela Anderson.
Oh, my God.
In her, like, Baywatch swimsuit. And I was like, so obviously that caught my attention. I pull that one back. There's a Kylie Minogue one that's from, like, the 80s. And I was like, oh, my God. Then I pull that one back. And there's a Britney Spears one there from the 2000s of her wearing an I Love Punk t-shirt that's signed by her with a little smiley face for $250.
That is fucked.
Or next offer. So I offered $200 just to see.
You would have paid like $500 for that.
Honestly, because at first I was like, oh, like, should I really spend money on that? And Chris was like, it was your birthday. You didn't treat yourself to anything. Also, this is something that you're literally going to have forever. Like,
if you will never part that. With this.
He was like, if you didn't buy it, I was going to be like, oh, I forgot something at the shops and I was going to go back and get it for you.
I would have fucking Tarzan vine swung from stage left being like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Like.
Yeah. So I am so excited and I am now in possession of a signed photo of Britney Spears from the 2000s. If you know, you know. My mother, savior, lover, my everything.
Everything. My product rec isn't as fun. However, it's a viral product that I saw a couple weeks ago, and it's from We Are Tala. The founder's Grace Beverly, which some people might know. And I haven't bought anything from them before, but I have always followed Grace Beverly and I really like her. And anyway, they launched shapewear, and everyone knows that I fucking like gobble up shapewear like it's breakfast. Yeah. I'm like, smash.
We love a bodysuit.
And anyway, they launched this shapewear and her first video got 1.6 million views wearing it. And I'm going to post a reel on Instagram as well. It might already be up. I'm just showing it. And it is incredible. I like it better than Skims.
Wow, that's saying a lot because you love your Skims bodysuit.
I love my Skims bodysuit, but I think this is going to be the one that I'm reaching for more. It doesn't mean I don't like the Skims one now, but, like, recently there's been a little bit of a moral dilemma with the sustainability behind Skims and, like, the price of it versus, like, that. Whereas We at Tala have a sustainability score of 3 out of 5. The bodysuits are still expensive. Like, you've got to order them from the UK. I'd still say it came pretty quickly, but it was about a little bit over $100, which is the same price. And they've got, like, the baby tee kind of style.
Cute.
It comes, like, further up on your shoulders and it doesn't ride up over your hips. And I don't have to wear a bra and I've already had, like, 2 compliments on my tits today.
We also got, like, a 2-for-1 coffee. Because Alex was looking so hot. Yeah, so I'm also reaping the benefits. Well, those are 2 solid product recs from the 2 of us, I think. But shall we get into the episode?
Let's do it.
Starting off with our first girly pop hack that you can use with AI, meal prep. I love this. So I saw this on TikTok, but somebody had the suggestion that you can reduce your mental load, avoid food waste, and plan your meals by asking ChatGPT to create your weekly meal plan using either ingredients that you already have in your fridge or, of course, ingredients that you enjoy eating if you need to go for a shop. So you just type in, can you please make me some recipes for this week? I have these ingredients, and then list the ingredients that you have, carrots, onion, capsicum, etc. And it will put together recipes based on the ingredients that you have.
I love that. Because it is like that. There'll be something like at the back of your fridge and you're like, fuck, I need to cook that chicken. And you're like, but I don't know what to make it with.
And if you just have like your core 5 recipes that you always go to, sometimes it's really hard to figure out what to make with those random ingredients on a Sunday night when you're sleepy, you know?
So if you're that person that always has like spinach wilting in like the bottom crisper, that's a really good option. Plus it's free because I know I probably in the past haven't been the biggest fan of meal plans. Like I've been like, eh, it's boring. But Adam Sullivan, who we had on the show previously, very kindly gave Sal and I a subscription because I was being a bitch.
Because we were talking shit.
I was like, yeah, but it's boring. And then he was like, try it then. And you know what? I eat my words because it has been, one, I've saved so much money from like just buying groceries for the week and having every meal planned out. Like you do save money. And then the thing as well with days, like if you're not bothered to cook at dinner, like at the end of the day, if you're like, oh, I just can't be bothered to cook, or at lunchtime if you're really busy with work, you end up ordering food.
Oh, my God,
but having the food just cooked and prepped and ready to go has literally made the world of difference. Like, yes, it's an expenditure of energy on maybe a Sunday, and I never thought I would be this person.
I know. Next one is beauty. So we all love a good makeup hack. But on the Sephora app, they have that virtual artist feature. Mm. So when you browse a product, you can pick a shade and then select try this shade to use the virtual artist. And you basically can try on like different blush and lipstick and eyeshadow shades and whatnot using this filter. It's like a Snapchat filter, essentially.
Can
it's
you so do it good. With like foundation shades?
I'm not 100% sure.
That's the that filter that I'm really like, that's good. Amazing. There is one by Kosas.
That's cool.
Kosas? I don't know how to say it. And I think I saw it on TikTok, that particular filter, but I'm sure it's also on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you can select the shade ranges and then it puts like swatches on your face.
So you can see match it against your skin.
The swatch of like the Kosas concealer or foundation to your skin tone.
Mm.
And it's so good because I think for a very long time I refused to be a cool-toned person. I was like, no, I'm warm-toned, babe.
Yeah.
I'm Italian. I'm so warm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, when I've got fake tan on, yeah, sure, you're a warm tone. But, like, my skin is more of, like, a neutral cool tone, which I don't even know why I was being like, it's warm tone. Fucking weirdo. But, yeah, and it's really good to even just know your undertone.
Yeah.
And so that's a filter, like AI filter, that I think was really good because that's filters cool. can be a bit.
Mm. Yeah, they can be a bit tricky. But I thought that was such a good one, especially if you're shopping online.
Yeah.
You can't try the product on in store.
Because lipsticks are funny.
They are hard. And you can't test it on your lips. As well in the shop. Like, you can't use a tester on your lips. So.
True.
Yeah.
Because I was going to be like, why wouldn't you just test it in store? But then I'm like, wait, no, that's nasty.
Yeah. It's like you do it on your hand, but like, that's a different. Count. It's a different vibe.
No,
to
you
your
don't
lips.
Want to be doing
it. But yeah, so test that out. I love the Sephora app a little too much. Anyway, moving on.
You're just there with like pretending you're like the Bratz head doll.
That's exactly what it is. It's giving like the Bratz and the My Scene
My,
website.
I was going to say that. I loved that game.
Me too. I spent my whole childhood on that website.
Seriously, the best.
That's where the AI journey began. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on to home. So we've discussed this app on the show before. I feel like Alex
ages
might have
ago.
Shared this as her life lesson maybe on like the very first
season.
I was like, was it the first episode of Two Broke Cheeks?
No.
It was very early on. Anyway, it's the planter app.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a plant mommy, you need this app. Because you can use it for a lot of different things, but I think one of the best things that you can use it for is to identify any issues with your plants and then you can get a plan on how to revive it.
Mm.
So you just take a photo of your plant. They can tell you what type of plant it is if you're not sure and then tell you if there's something wrong with it. So if, you know, it doesn't have enough light, doesn't have enough water, you need to repot it, whatever it is. So cool.
The best.
Yeah, it's like your own little plant doctor.
I love it. And it will give you like a schedule of when to water them because every plant needs a different amount of time. What it won't do is tell you how to fix your pot after your cat does a shit in it. Because the other day, Sal and I were sitting at my place organizing a giveaway and we look over and this fucker is just squatting in my pot plant doing a shit. And she's never, ever done that before. And she looked us right in the eye saying,
yeah, what?
What are you going to do?
She was like,
I'm shitting.
I'm already down here.
And can I tell you, that pot stunk. For like a good couple of days. So I was like, it's waiting to become manure. That plant's gonna, you're gonna wake up and that plant's gonna be like the Jumanji house when all the vines come out. And I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, come on, man. So yeah, planter probably won't fix that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a fee like to unlock certain features of it or like to continue using it. But when you pay a lot for your plants, I think it's worth, you know, investing in knowing how to take care of them.
Yeah.
Because there's, when I, especially when I moved out first, I killed so many plants.
Same.
So if you buy a plant from Bunnings and it dies within a year, if you take it back with your receipt, they'll give you a new plant for free.
That's so good.
So if you are like the best at killing plants.
I love that framing.
Yeah.
The best at killing
plants. Yeah, if you're really good at killing plants.
It's a skill.
Oh, yeah. Babe, I used to be cleaning my fucking bathroom, not taking note of where any plant was. I was watering that fucker with Windex.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you have a spritz. Thirsty? Have a drink.
That's so good.
So outfit planning, which... Everyone needs to do this because as my new favorite quote of the month is, you're not bored of your wardrobe, you're bored of how you style it.
Yeah, so true.
which I love that. That was from Brooke Upton on TikTok. And this one is free. So you can take photos of your clothes, upload them into Style DNA, and the app can mix and match your clothes, shoes, and accessories to provide you with different outfit options based on, like, your color type and your style type. And do you know what it's giving? You know what it's giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving shares. Cher Horowitz's, like, computer outfit styling guide in Clueless, and also Miley's outfit wardrobe in Hannah Montana. And we've, for years,
Everyone's wanted it. Every
single girl has been like, I want that so bad. We have it.
Yeah.
It's so called good. Style DNA.
It's called Style DNA. So it's
literally
DNA,
the best way to hack your wardrobe.
Yeah. So good. So organized.
And that way you're never going to, like, you're going to kind of stop getting to the habit of being like, I have nothing to wear. Now I'm going to go buy shit. Like, this is going to save you money.
Yeah. Like, it's your own AI stylist.
Mm.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, next one. Color analysis.
Mm.
So I feel like this has been around for a long time, but it's really been a trending topic in the last year or so.
We have talked about it before as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you can go get a color analysis done in person by a professional, but I was.
It costs a lot, doesn't it?
It costs a lot of money.
Do you know how much?
I was having a look around at some of the places in Sydney, and the prices did vary because some, the consultations can go for different hours.
Yeah.
But some of them cost like $350. Yeah. So it's an expensive
exercise.
Just
for someone to tell me that I can't wear black.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like that would happen.
1,000%.
Like, black's not your color. And I'd be like, like, I just know I probably wouldn't listen to it.
They give me a list of the colours not to wear and I'd be like, well, there's my new wardrobe, just out of spite. Mm. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, now here's how to do it.
If you do want to get your colour analysis, you can do it using AI to find out if you're a summer, winter, spring or autumn. So you may have heard Michelle from Shameless talk about this on their podcast the other week.
I saw her, like, reel.
Yeah, so cool. And then also Emmeline Childs on TikTok did a step-by-step process on how to do it as well. So how to find out if you're a summer, winter, spring or autumn using AI. Step one, take an unobstructed picture in front of natural lighting. Step two, click edit on the photo and then click the pen icon, that's the markup tool. Step three, go down to the color wheel at the bottom and click the little eyedropper. Step four, drag that eyedropper to a neutral spot on your face, such as your forehead or your cheeks. Step five, click on the sliders tab and then take a screenshot. Step six, repeat this same process for your eyes and your hair. And then step seven, in each of these screenshots, you have a hex code, which is basically a color code that represents the color of your skin, your eyes, and your hair. And then step eight, in your notes app or in ChatGPT, type in, do my color analysis. I want to know what colors suit me best and what season I am. My skin is, and then enter in your hex color code. My eyes are, enter in that code. My hair is, enter in that code. Then, yeah, chuck it into ChatGPT. And then step 10, from there you can ask ChatGPT what colours will complement you and what colours you may want to steer clear from and whether or not you're a summer, winter, spring or autumn. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm like,
I'm going to do it out of curiosity, but, like, whether or not I follow it is another story.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it goes without saying, you can also wear whatever colours you want.
Wear what, like, makes you feel good. Like, whenever I wear red, I always feel really hot.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to keep, I know it's like, you can still wear red, it just depends on what tone, but I think the thing with it that I have an issue with is it could potentially encourage people to just, like, gut their whole wardrobe and spend, like, hundreds or thousands on new clothes, which I don't think you need to do.
Yeah. I think it's more of a fun, like, out of curiosity thing.
And it's, like, good for maybe, like, what shades you use to do your makeup and stuff like that. And maybe what you buy moving forward.
Exactly.
But if you like something and it makes you feel confident, wear it.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay. Our next one. So some little AI hacks for work. So for note-taking, you can use AI transcription services for note-taking at uni or while taking minutes or notes in a meeting. So for free, you can use Notion AI or Firefly's AI, and for a paid, you can use Otter AI, which is so helpful because it means you can actually just be in the moment and be brainstorming,
yeah,
and not have to be like furiously taking down notes and you're like, wait, what? I wasn't even present.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is amazing.
What I will say is that I think most of these are based in the US. I could be wrong, but I've found, because we use them a lot for the podcast and whatnot and for work in the past, and sometimes they do struggle a little bit with the Australian accent. So you do usually have to go in and clean it up, but it's so much easier going in and cleaning up a few little things here and there rather than typing it from scratch.
What do you mean?
Honestly. ours would always say two broke cheeks when we did
it. Two broke cheeks. Two broke cheeks.
I know. And yours would always come out and say, hi, I'm Sal and I'm L. O-W-L.
Or L or fuck.
L. Like, no. Like a hooting L. Which I guess, hey, L. Yeah, hey. Shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, anyway.
Gotcha. Okay, the next one is editing and proofreading. So using plugins like Grammarly. I think most of us have probably heard of Grammarly.
Seen the ads.
It saved me through university.
Yeah.
To automatically proofread and edit everything from essays and reports to emails. You can use them to rework so it's in your tone of voice, but it cuts out a lot of the hard work that you'd usually have to do manually along the way. I find especially when you've been writing something and rereading it a lot, you kind of become like numb to what you're reading. So it's a good way to like have the flags, and then I would still say proofread it.
Always proofread
it. Once Grammarly is done, because again, I think Grammarly is American.
Yeah.
And so we tend to have, Australians tend to have more of like an Aussie or a British dialogue in our writing and use like the British dictionary. So I would just go through and check that for words like favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or color that is spelt differently.
Yeah, make sure that if, that it's set up to whatever language that you're using, obviously.
Yeah.
But I love that it has, it flags when you have passive tone of voice in emails.
I used to be such a passive tone of voice person.
Yeah, and you don't even notice it. So I love it for even like just comms as well as like writing an essay. Moving on to assignments and essay writing. So if you're at uni or school, or even if you're like writing a report at work or something, it goes without saying, but don't bother using AI to write your entire essay or report or whatever, because unis and schools use Turnitin to detect if you're using AI. And it's also not doing you any favors in the long run because you're not going to learn anything along the way and you're not honing your skills. However, there is a way that you can use AI to improve your essay and potentially get a better grade. And credit to Courtney Days on TikTok, because I saw this tip from her and I thought it was such a good idea and I wish I had it when I was at uni. So how to improve your essay using AI. Step one, ask ChatGPT, does this essay follow this criteria? Followed by a copy of the rubric or assessment criteria, and then copy in your essay. It will then return dot points of areas that you have address the rubric and then areas that you may need to improve on. And then you can ask it for tips on how can I improve this to address the areas that I may be lacking. And it will give you like a step-by-step on you should elaborate on this area, or you've completely missed this point, or the word count is blah, blah, and you are at blah, blah. Like, I think that's such a cool way to just get a few little tips on some things that you may have missed.
Yeah, and you're still doing the work.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many more that we just couldn't fit into this episode.
I know.
So maybe we'll do a part two.
Yeah, let us know if you're interested, if you want to hear more, or if you have any tips as well on how you use AI to hack your life.
Leave it in the comment section of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into advice with the chicks. All righty. My boyfriend of nearly 2 years has a girl best friend. We call her Jade. Jade is really nice and we get along quite well, but her and my boyfriend are best friends. I didn't mind up until recently. A while back, Jade said she was going to move interstate for her final year of uni. When she told everyone, a few days later, my boyfriend said casually, if it wasn't for us, I'd go with her. She left a few weeks ago, but every time we go out and is quiet or doesn't want to talk, he'll go on his phone and message her instead. I'm scared to talk to him about this because I want him to have friends, but this is crossing a line. Should I break up with him over this, especially considering he would go to live with her interstate if it wasn't for me, and it seems to me he has feelings for her? Yikes.
Yeah, that is so tricky.
Oh, do you know what? I know there's a whole, like, yes, they can have girl best friends. Yes, they, you know, there's no issue with, like, guys and girls being friends. But fuck me if I would try to say that this wouldn't piss me off too.
Yeah.
This would hurt my feelings as well. Even if there was nothing going on, even if it was purely a platonic friendship, like, I would be straight up lying if I was like, yeah, no, it's fine.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, of course you can, he can be upset that his best friend has moved away. I would be upset as well. But I also just think, like, how many platonic best friends, aside from like maybe you and I, would move states for one another?
Yeah, that's the thing, is I would move states for you, but we are literally soulmates.
Yeah, like, anyone else, I don't think that they would be like, if they were single, they would move to another state just because their best friend was. You know what I mean? You definitely need to
have a conversation. 100%.
Yeah, you need to talk to him about it. And you can come across it from a place of kindness and understanding if you think that if you come across like accusatory, he might, you know, like clam up even more. If you're going out together and he's not talking.
It's every time too. I was going to say, if it's every now and again that he messages her, I'm like, that's good. They should stay in contact.
Yeah.
It's really good to keep in contact with your long distance friends.
Yeah.
But it's every time we go out.
Yeah.
He'll go on his phone and message her instead.
Yeah.
Oh, that would piss me off so much.
Yeah. You can start off the conversation by asking, like, how have you been going ever since she left? I've noticed that you've seemed down and quiet. And when we go out, you'll be quiet with me, but then you go on your phone to text her. Are you okay? And see how he responds to that, and then be like, look, I also just need to ask, do you have feelings for her?
Yeah.
And just ask it like that. Like, you don't need to yell and scream. No. I think just ask the question, because
it's easy to yell and scream and be pissed off about it.
Oh, totally.
But you will get further. Like, maybe go out with one of your friends first and get all the yelling and screaming out. Like, go out for a drink and get all that annoyance.
The pent up.
Yeah, out.
Yeah.
So that fuel tank is empty.
Yeah.
So that way when you go to have the conversation, you've gotten all the, like, what the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then you can be really cool, calm, calculated in that conversation that you do have with him.
Yeah. Because I think, should I break up with him over this? Not until you've had a conversation about it and see.
If there's something inappropriate being said, absolutely.
Yeah.
If he said anything flirty at all, I would be straight out of there.
Because we have a lot of male friends.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of our, like, friendship group is made up of males. I have, like, a best friend since high school that's a guy, and we never, ever, ever flirt. Never have.
No.
And never would. So I just, yeah, look, that would be a red flag if there's, like, a flirty exchange happening between them. But definitely ask the question.
It would be weird if we were on a night out and every time that we were on a night out, for example, you just started messaging, like, one of our platonic guy friends.
Yeah.
Just one-on-one.
Yeah, you definitely need to talk. And then I would say, depending on what he says and also what his actions are following that, because if he's like, no, 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 it's fine, no, we're just friends, but then he continues to be a sad sack pining after his bestie, yeah, you deserve better than that.
And also, you haven't done anything wrong. Like, you've been really, really
supportive
of their friendship, which is great. Like, I mean, but this I do get 100% where you're coming from. Like, I would be feeling exactly the same way.
Yeah.
I think don't do the knee-jerk breakup. Go have a drink with your friend. Get it all out.
Yep.
Be, like, a bit unreasonable in those drinks and be like, and then have the conversation.
Yeah.
And then see what happens after that.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, that sucks.
Yeah. Give me your big cuddle, chick.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that is a wrap.
Mm-hmm. All wrapped up in licious, as we like to say.
What?
It's from the hot chick. You don't remember?
No.
Anyway, moving on. Don't forget to download this episode and leave a comment on Spotify on either of this week's episodes, and you'll go into the running to win a $50 voucher to wherever you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little giveaway that we've kicked off to
incorporated.
Yeah, to thank you chicks for tuning in. But as always, thanks to you chicks for having us in your ear holes. We bloody love to be here. And thanks to MIK Made for making today's episode happen.
Love ya.
We love ya.
Bye, chicks.
Bye-bye.